You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Okay, new sponsor to the You Know What, Dude podcast, brooklinen.com. I love these guys. What a great company. They're sheets, luxury sheets. They sent them to my house. I put them on the bed. I can't tell you the difference in the night's sleep you get when you have a great pair of sheets on your bed. Linens are so important. You ever stay in a big fancy hotel and you're like, oh my God, this bed is the best? It's not the bed, it's the linens. You spend a third of your life in your sheets. Are they taking care of you the way they should be? With brooklinen.com, you can get the high quality sheets and bedding you deserve at a price that won't keep you up at night. Buying sheets is an easy way to upgrade your life. And the right sheets can make or break a good night's sleep and help you feel better and more well-rested every day. Even though quality sheets make for quality sleep, most high-end bedding is marked up more than 300% by the time it reaches the store. Brooklinen makes quality luxury sheets and beddings accessible to everyone. Brooklinen was founded in April 2014 by husband and wife team Vicky and Rich Phillip on their philosophy that people deserve simple, beautiful home essentials without luxury prices. Brooklinen cuts out unnecessary markups and manufacturing waste in order to offer exquisite design and exceptional savings across their collections. Brooklinen is the fastest growing bedding brand in the world, by the way, because people love their product. Their sheets have over 12,000 five-star reviews. That's incredible. They have versatile colors and patterns that you can mix and match to effortlessly complement any decor. This is luxury bedding underpriced. You have to try these sheets today. I love my Brooklinen sheets. I'm not kidding. I have them on my bed. Try these sheets. I know you'll love them too. Brooklinen.com has an exclusive offer just for my listeners. You get $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code WHATDUDE at brooklinen.com. In fact, Brooklinen is so confident you'll love your new sheets, they're offering a 60-night risk-free satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters. There's no reason not to give these sheets a try. Absolutely none. The only way to get the $20 off and the free shipping is to use promo code WHATDUDE at brooklinen.com. Go there right now, get these sheets. It's going to upgrade your life. That's brooklinen.com, promo code WHATDUDE.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Dude podcast on riotcast.com.
What's up, fuckers? How you doing? Yes, the YKW. Let's just fucking get this going. Lauren, let's bring... Oh, shit. You guys are standing? Skankfest couldn't afford chairs? What the... Well, you're not a fan of mine.
Who the fuck are you? He's not...
You're my fucking fan. K-Voz, you're my fan. Middle-aged, gray, little titties. Who the... Are you... you're a man, right? I didn't mean that as an insult. I'm afraid to fucking, you know, say the wrong pronoun and get fired from a show that's free. Thanks for paying for premium, cocksuckers. All right, we got a great show. Of course, we have the regulars on. We got a special guest. No. It's very special, but bring it. It's not Louis. Go down from Louis. It's not even Bill Burr. It's huh? Colin? Ooh. Close. It's close. It's close. That was a good. But we have a very special guest. We're gonna just get this rolling, everybody. Let's bring out the regulars. Dan Soda. Where is he? There he is. Dan Soda. Corporate Dan. We got Joe List, the truth. Truth, right here, baby.
Oh.
And we got the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, the guy who started this festival. Give it up for Luis J. Gomez, everybody. Luis J.
Oh. I like that the rattle's back.
I bought you that rattle. You like that? Remember the rattle? Even though on
now
your
he just looks like a ranch hand with that hat on.
You hear that sound? Hey,
Miguel.
Dude.
Yeah.
Yes. What is that?
I do like a special effect. I move it away as I done, so it trails off.
You should have wore the
sunglasses. Audio listeners really get it.
Yeah, really? Is that what you're going to do at your wedding? Nothing?
You think he's going to get married?
It's right here. I got it. It's right here.
You think Luis is going to have a wedding?
Yes, he's going to have a wedding. He's going to have a few of them.
No. That's going to be a shotgun wedding if there's
you
ever going to be.
You think he's going to get married?
Yeah, probably a knife wedding.
I believe Luis will be married
someday. No, I will never get married.
You're never going to get
not,
married.
I'm not a fucking sheep, man. I'm not one of these sheeple that's out right. there.
I don't think that's your argument.
Yeah, sheeple.
So people who get married as sheep.
Sheeple.
Sheep what?
Sheeple.
Sheeple?
Yeah, here comes
are
the
you
fucking
trying to,
sheeple.
What are you,
it's
what
called
are you,
a shemale. It's gay pride day, you asshole. The fuck?
Woo! The fucking sniper is in.
Jesus.
All right, so I shake this.
What are you doing?
This is guy. By the way, special thanks. Death Wish Coffee is here, hooking us up with fucking cold brews in the back patio.
Why did you say coffee like a yenta from Long Island?
Coffee.
It's Death Wish Coffee. You said Death Wish Coffee.
How was that?
Holy shit.
I know. It's the closest thing to drinking a beer if you're not drinking.
I don't drink. Is this not alcohol, you fuck?
No, it's oh. It's Bobby, it's 4.5% alcohol on a can of coffee. It's not even a big deal.
Are you nuts? I have 30 years of sobriety, you fucking Puerto Rican.
No, dude. You have 30 seconds of sobriety.
Oh, Jesus.
Let some hack slip later tonight.
Just start sucking Dan's dick. It had to come to this.
Oh, shit. Okay. Of course, Lauren's here. Hey. Say hi, Lauren.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Ow.
AKA Ow. Dave's girlfriend.
Wow.
That's so funny. Dave's not even on the show. I didn't even. You're on the show. Forget it. Nice talking
Bobby.
To you. Nice outfit. Stand up.
Thank
let people
you.
See that.
YKWD. Yeah.
Jesus, Bobby.
All right, I'm not going to stand
up.
Just stand
up.
Bobby!
Stand up, turn around a couple times.
No, absolutely not.
Can you stop making me look at Dave's girlfriend's nipples?
Why?
I don't know. That's a good point, Bobby. It'll stand up again, Lauren.
I like a standing room only show where the fucking performers are sitting.
What, do you want to stand?
93% of the people can't see us.
Who gives a fuck? It's a podcast at 1 on a Sunday.
I look great.
Fucking John Cusack hair.
Joe has overworked scientist hair.
He really does have Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd's hair from Ghostbusters.
I gotta get back to the lab!
The only scientists Robert can think of are Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd.
They're very, very important scientists. Very important scientists.
Joe.
I thought you were saying chug.
Hey, guys, stop being sheeple and following this asshole.
That's a great point, Bobby.
Bobby, can you?
Sheepling to you. Bobby, are you going to stand up every time you do a punchline now? Don't be sheeple.
He'll be in good
this
shape by never.
Is fucking great.
Oh, man.
What the fuck is in that? I can feel it in my nuts.
Yeah.
Why would I ever drink anything Lewis hands me?
Nitro brew. It does have 0.09% alcohol.
Are you reading on a live podcast, you nerd?
Well, I was doing a bit.
Look, there's a warning on it. This is some real deal coffee. The warning says, not recommended for children, pregnant, or nursing women, or persons sensitive to caffeine. They warn you. That's how fucking strong this is, guys.
Well, what about fat dudes? Oh, shit. I thought that was information. Look, that was, if it was that bad, that it came out as information.
The information was Lewis learned to read.
Here, Joe, you need this.
Let me ask you a question. Here, you want this?
Give me my fucking rattle.
This? First of all, who's this? He's not. Do you listen to YKWD?
I do.
All right, really? You do?
Six months?
Test him. Test him right now.
All right, what?
No,
what?
For AIDS. Look at him. He's gross. Do not touch that AIDS patient.
Yeah, but he helped a lot of people lose weight with those videos.
Can you stand up so the people in the back can enjoy that joke?
Bad boy Richard Simmons.
What's that guy's name? I can't think of it.
Richard Simmons.
Yes.
That's called an assist from me and Dale. All right. It would be funny if we just left our special guest back there and closed the show. But let's bring him out, shall we? He's one of my greatest friends.
Dan
He's
Trump.
No, you're nuts. No. Not that he would come here. That's the
get it going, everybody. Louie. Louie.
Louie.
No, 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 no. Oh. It's not. No, no. Bring it down.
Bobby, that's absolutely fair. Bill Burr.
No,
Bill
no, no, Burr. No, 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 no. Whoa, 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 whoa. Stop, stop. Whoa, bring it down.
Patrice. 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 Oh, sorry.
How great would it? How great if we just? How great would it be if we just roll Patrice out here?
We just take his ashes and blow them into the audience. Yeah. Now we're all Patrice.
You'd snort them. All right, let's bring out our very special guest. He's a self-proclaimed...
Wow.
Wow.
Bobby, stop, because we're going to have a heart attack.
Proclaimed, I got it.
To take you.
What?
Don't have a heart attack, because I'm going to be the one that has to take you.
Hang on 1 second. Where's the bandana?
No, I was going to
that mic.
Can you hit her in the head with a gavel?
Yeah. I was going to say, turn Lauren's mic up. But
put that in your mouth. Where's the bomb
I don't want to get AIDS.
Lewis has it right here. Oh, sorry. I ate it.
All right, you got to sit over there.
Just give me that mic.
This mic?
Yep.
Thank you. Joe, you take that. You take that mic. I'll take this mic.
Don't worry. This is going to be edited out.
That's called common sense. What are you, Scopo? Where is Chris Scopo, by the way?
Oh, I think nobody cares. I think he's been dead for months.
Is he dead?
Yeah, somewhere there's...
No, that's not true. He just dropped off the delivery of cold brew.
He goes, Lewis in there? Tell him I said hi.
I love that Lewis still has Scopo doing shit for him. And Scopo hates Lewis. All right, let's bring out the special guest. This guy is one of my best friends. We became friends when he threw chicken wings on me around 15 years ago at the Comedy Cellar. He's one of the funniest guys working the C rooms around the country today. No, he's one of the best comics in the world, and he's the funniest guy, and I love him to death. Give it up for Dave No, I'm kidding. Rich Voss, everybody.
Yeah! Oh, boy. It's the stepdad of guests.
This is a... Thank you, Bobby. This is a dream come true to do your podcast again. I love it, man. Thank you. Bobby gave us our start with our podcast, and without Bobby, I'd be divorced, so thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're fucking really welcome.
I'm really thanking you.
Why are you wearing a diamond ring and a Rolex?
You're not going to ask him about the sunglasses inside or the shitty hat?
Okay.
This is like the worst episode of Behind the Music. Hat?
Look at you.
That's an American flag.
Yeah. First of all.
No hat on that crime. Listen, that's an American flag.
Listen, Lewis, whatever you put on, your father is still dead.
Boss going low.
Fuck.
Do you have a father?
Yeah. Yes.
I've never met your mom. Or is your mom alive?
No.
Is your father alive?
Yeah, he's going to be 89. He's going to be 89 in August. Yeah.
Where is he? Israel or something?
No, he's on the east side. He lives on the upper east side.
Up. And yes. You've never brought him to the cellar. You've never introduced him to any of us.
Yes, I brought him 2 years ago, that birthday party, he was there.
What birthday
the
party?
The one Bonnie threw on the rooftop. That birthday party. I don't know. It's a couple
years. The one I didn't get invited to?
What's that?
The one I didn't get invited to?
You were invited. You were invited. It's just that you were invited after the food was done.
Hey, can we turn the speakers up so we don't have to fucking go, what's that, and repeat everything for this fucking old asshole?
That wasn't nice, but I forgive you.
It was
you.
A little wordy, but this cocksucker made me drink this coffee. I can't stop fucking talking.
Dude, I swear to God, it's like being revved up by a revved up bull. I don't like this. I don't feel safe.
That's like Coke.
It's not Coke. It's coffee. Shut the fuck up.
That was such a Coke response.
I know.
What the hell? What are you talking about? It's not Coke. I'll fucking kill you. I'll bite your goddamn lip off.
It really came out quick. Why am I'm fucking sweating. My fucking head's red.
Dude, what's happening? Great, right?
No, it's not great.
Are you tripping out? I've never heard you speak this fast ever.
Really?
Yeah. Swear to God.
No, seriously, guys. You're all you guys are the best fans in the world.
I'm telling you.
do you guys want to come live in my house? There's enough room for all of you.
Don't say that. He'd show up.
Yeah. Yes. What you're, is
I, that? He looks like he grew up north of the wall.
I know. He's... Is he a fucking lesbian?
What the fuck is that? Listen to
Boss
me.
Boss really does come in here with that E Street cover band energy.
Yeah. He has the same hat as the sax player, too.
He's
why are you wearing this hat, by the way? What is this hat thing? Why?
Because I like hats. I just like them.
No.
Wait, really? That's what... Okay, I won't wear it.
Thank you.
But I like it. I like... You know what
I
want to...
Let's take a fucking... By applause, shut the fuck up. By applause, we'll go, who likes the hat, who doesn't like that, and don't be cattle. Be honest.
Sheeple.
Don't
sheeple.
Be cattle?
Sheeple.
Did you say don't be cattle? Why don't you just say don't be me?
You know, he worked that out at the last second he got that out.
Yes, that was called an ad lib.
Yeah. All right. By applause, who likes the hat? Okay, that was fair. That's fair. Okay, all right. Fuck you.
Now let's do the act.
Now.
Oh.
By applause. Who wants to see that hat on a fucking Weber grill on fire? Nobody likes it.
I say it's a tie.
It's not a tie. It's a hat.
Oh. And that's a...
Somebody's working the alt rooms.
I know.
Sorry about the bigger laugh than either of you have got thus far.
Joe!
It was my eighth biggest laugh so far.
I really...
That was nine.
Your father's dead.
Thanks, Bobby.
Your father's dead.
Yeah.
Your father's dead.
Yeah, to me.
Oh.
Lauren finally said something funny, guys.
Fuck off, Louis. This is the point where Louis starts to turn on me. You know, it's, oh, Lauren, you look great. Hey,
Lauren,
fuck your chin.
Lori. I have to stop drinking this coffee. Lauren. What did I tell you about taking a hit? You just take the hit.
I know.
That was a good one.
I took it.
Take it. Like you take
it.
Dave. No, I'm
stop.
Kidding.
That's the funniest. Dave is the funniest bone in her body. I guess you just took second place, stupid. Go ahead,
some
come
big
on.
Ones.
Something
watch
snarky.
Your teeth on that microphone.
Yeah.
Those are very expensive. You're very friendly with your dad.
No, that's incorrect.
You're not friendly with your dad.
No, we've never. I said I love you via text recently for the first time ever.
It's hard.
My therapist made me do it.
What did he say back?
He wrote back, love
new
you
new phone,
too.
Who's this?
I missed it.
He wrote back, I like you a lot.
Yeah. I love you as a friend.
What did he write back, really? What did he write back?
He wrote back, love you too.
Is it just the number two, or was it...
Was it L-U-V?
Yeah. L-U-V-U, the number two.
I didn't know you didn't talk to your dad at all.
I talked to him a little bit.
And wait a minute, just randomly your dad was sitting there, and he just gets a random I love you text in the middle of the day from you? He goes, huh.
Yeah.
Well, Joe loves me.
It was a sorry I didn't write to you on Father's Day text. Slash
Where's your father live? In Boston?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What part of Boston?
Well, he lives south of Boston.
Married? Still?
He's married, yeah.
He's got new kids? Does he have another kid?
No.
No other kids. So you're his only kid?
No,
he has
a sister.
You fucking idiot. What is the type of friend are you?
You're fucking in my wedding, dog.
I meant, you fucking assholes, you're jumping. I meant, does he have other kids on the new marriage? I know about his sister.
What new marriage?
No new marriage.
Oh, you are.
His father's married, right?
To his mom.
To my mother.
Wait a minute. Your mother, your father lives with your mom and you don't talk to him?
We look at each other sometimes. There's a lot of nodding.
So you're fucking, this is so crazy to me. You go home for the holidays. I always thought you went home and you had this big family thing and you had a great life at home and you and your family were tight. But now you're telling me you go home, you don't even talk to you. I mean, he has an excuse.
Yes.
They're both dead.
Yeah. He'd be talking to a fucking plot of land somewhere. I know. Nyack.
Sometimes he goes to the alley to reminisce.
He goes to the parking lot where he got stabbed. Dad.
I just said that, the alley.
He just looks at an oil stain and goes, well, you know, the podcast studio's going well. James is growing a lot.
Pours out some death wish on his dad's spot.
I hope you get a
miss you, oil stain. You know what? No matter how bad it gets, I always see you there looking at me. Fucking
Do you know where your father got killed?
Yeah, we actually looked it up on Legion of Skanks. We went to the corner on Google Earth and looked at the actual corner that he got killed on.
Really? Was there a fucking, like a chalk mark?
Yes. Jesus, dying runs in your family, huh? Yeah.
It's all right.
Wow, he'll be back.
That was a setup for later.
Yeah. Okay. So have you ever gone there, like went there and saw where he died?
No. Why would I go stand on the corner and be like, hey, give me your power?
I would. I mean, if my dad got stabbed and I knew where he got stabbed.
Which dad?
True.
The first one.
You have more than one dad?
I have a real dad who I don't talk to
anymore. His choice or yours?
Both. Yeah. It was actually me, I think.
But why don't you talk to him? Why don't you just let go?
He went to Vietnam, got fucked up, came back all on drugs. My mother divorced him, and I didn't see him for a long time. My mother remarried when I was 5 to the guy, Bill, who was a very abusive, beat the shit out of us, you know, fucking just beat me up for 5 years.
Get out of here. 5 years old?
I tried to move. Then my mother got divorced.
Yeah, Bobby, I tried really, to move Bobby in had my, no chin at 5 years old. It was unbelievable. Just hit him, just falls down.
That's Lewis, folks.
Don't get anything on that.
I want to hear the story. So you were 5 getting beat up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, not getting beat up every day, but, you know, he was abusive. Yeah. I tried to go live with my dad, and my mother was like, I was like, I want to go live with my real dad. She goes, go ahead, call him. Go ahead, call him. She called on the phone. She goes, your son's got something to say to you. I pick up the phone. I go, Dad, I want to come live with you. He was like, nah, you can't. And I was like, and my mom was like, because this bitch knew he was going to fucking tell me.
It'd be great if your dad
himself.
Wasn't even on the phone. It was just like, welcome to movie phone.
What are you, Pablo Francisco?
That's fucking sad. It's fucking heartbreaking.
Well, it is sad.
It is.
I mean, it's not as sad as fucking being murdered on a corner in Nyack.
Yeah, but
it's Patterson, New Jersey.
You know, you expect that from him. He's a Puerto Rican, but
Well, here's the thing, though. When I got sober, I called my dad up. We started being friends again. Uh-huh. We started to talk. We hung out. My dad gave me the best advice ever. We were friends. He gave me $1,000 to move to New York. If I didn't get that money, I wouldn't be able to even be here. I wouldn't even have came to New York. He gave me $1,000. And I remember I was on one of the last things he ever said. I was on the phone with this girl, fucking just a pervert. Oh, I loved her. Just a dirtball. And she goes, I want you to piss on me. I want you to. And I was like, I don't know if I don't think I can. I don't want to do that. And my father ringed in. I go, Dad, this girl wants me to piss on her. Have you ever done that? I don't. He goes, well, I wouldn't drink a gallon of water and muster up a piss. But if I had to go, fuck it. Yeah, why not? Which was the best advice I ever got from a male figure.
Yes. My when I was doing crap.
But my third dad, my mother got remarried after that guy. That guy's the shit. He's like old school Italian, grows the tomatoes, listens to Frank Sinatra, fucking taught me a bunch of shit. Uh-huh. So now he's the reason why I have a house. I can do, I'm like a guy, I have that male thing in me that I can go build something or take care of my, what?
It was kind of funny, like, you're like he's a fucking shit, dude. He listened to Sinatra, grew tomatoes. He was like the fucking, he was my male figure. Those are very male things to do. You know what I'm saying?
Build things and be a father?
No, you said grow tomatoes and listen to Sinatra. That's not like fucking repairing a car.
But I said at the end, he helped me build. I said I can build stuff because of him. I know how to use a hammer, a saw.
Can you stop
you instinctually, because of your Spanish, you know how to fucking build shit. Yeah. If we gave you a hammer right now, you'd build something.
I'm growing tomatoes in my backpack right now.
Yeah. So dad, one and three are good.
Dad one.
Like it's like a bad dad sandwich.
No, fucking dad one.
It's like a Die Hard movie franchise.
Bad dad sandwich on good dad bread.
Dad one, no good. Okay?
No good.
Because my sister needed a kidney. Okay?
Oh, Jesus.
And then they called him up and was like, listen, you know, you have to go get checked. And he was like, you know, she doesn't even talk to me. Like, he had some weird fuck you, like, now you need me for a kidney. But it's like she was going to die. And she, he went down to give a kidney. He couldn't. He found out he had Hep C, right, which was fucked. And then he wrote my sister a letter, like, look, you only want talk to me when you need stuff, and blah blah blah.
Particularly one of my body parts.
Yeah.
And then I thought it was and then she wrote him off. I said, fuck you, I'm done with you too. I never talked to him again.
So. And then did your sister ever get the kidney?
She got a kidney. Yeah, kind of. She did.
Why are you making it sound like it was shady?
Well, because
she goes, there was a drifter with a similar blood type.
I'll tell you why.
There was a bathtub at a La Quinta Inn.
It was from the it was from the next door neighbor, Neil. Nobody wants a kidney from Neil.
Absolutely, it's a vital organ. I'd love a Neil kidney.
Ever hear of a guy named Neil Armstrong?
Or Neil Diamond?
Oh, yeah. Neil Young?
Neil Brennan?
All right.
We lost it on that one.
That just took the air out of the room.
Yes.
Vince Neil?
Yeah, you borrowed his hat.
Can someone get me...
Thank you. That's very sweet, everybody.
Neil gave her the kidney. He was the next door neighbor. Here's the thing, though, is I had a joke in my act about this. Neil actually... He was very too eager. Like, I'll do it. And I'm like, you shouldn't be that. Settle the fuck down. And I never liked Neil. Me and Neil were never friends. At least my sister didn't like him either. My sister was like, fuck you. I'm not taking Neil's kidney.
Oh, wait, here's the crazy. That's kind of fucked up.
We had to talk her into it.
Yes.
Because she was like, I'm not having that guy in my butt. Fuck off.
Wait, but hold up. And then Neil's just standing there taking that shit?
No.
Like, I know you guys got to talk her into it. I'll be in the living room.
Soda.
You let me know if you want one of my kidneys.
We didn't do it. Yes. We didn't do it on a podcast, you idiot. No.
All right, you're making it sound like it was pretty public.
Well, no, it was. She was like, to the family.
Oh, okay.
She.
You just pan out and sitting there. He goes,
so,
guys,
anyways.
I'm going. Guys, I'm cool. I don't have to do this.
No, he was a really nice guy. He gave her the kidney, but after they started hanging out, now my sister liked Neil. Everybody loved fucking Neil.
Yeah,
I still didn't like fucking Neil.
Everybody was fucking him?
No.
Why didn't you like Neil?
You?
He saved your sister's life.
I'm telling you, I got a fucking instinct. I know when someone's a fucking weirdo. I just never liked Neil. Whatever. He gave her the kidney. 6 months after, they started hanging out, going to the movies. Neil tried to get some off my sister.
He goes,
my sister.
That's like maybe you take a girl and you expect something after you buy her dinner. Yeah, to be honest with you, she probably should have sucked his dick. Your sister was a fucking asshole if she did not suck his cock at least.
If you ever give me this coffee, I just put the cigar in my mouth the wrong way.
Yes.
I can't ever have... I just relapsed.
Bobby's having fever dreams now.
What?
Wow,
you look like a beach whale. All right,
if you're going to do things the wrong way, Gay Pride Day would be the right day to do it. Am I right?
Yeah, there's two gays in the audience.
I'm joking. Yes.
And the rest are bisexual.
Yes.
Yeah, so my dad, whatever. He's, my sister needs another kidney right now, though. This is
no.
the thing.
What? Now nobody's going to give it to her because she's not a fucking, she's an asshole and won't suck his dick after you get it.
Well, Neil can't give her both, dude.
I would give her my kidney right now if she'd suck my dick.
Nobody wants your
kidney.
She's
sick. Please. She can't be going around sucking dicks. What'd you say? Needs a kidney. She's
sick. Yeah, then she should be sucking it a little bit harder, okay?
Wait a minute.
Clock's running out.
Listen to me.
We're talking about Robert's sister.
How old is your sister?
Shut up. A kidney lasts when you get a transplant for 16, 17 years. That's it. So when you
it's
get
like a chihuahua.
When you get... Very true. It's so you don't think about that. You get it's such a big thing to have somebody donate an organ. You get the organ, and all of a sudden you live, and you don't have to be on dialysis and all. And
now,
16 years later, you're like, oh fuck, this thing has run its course. Now we got to get her another one. But now she's older. They don't give old people kidneys because you have 20 years left or 50, whatever the fuck it is.
How old is she?
She's 49. I think.
Right. Wait a second.
I still let her.
They
stop
giving you kidneys at a certain age. Fuck.
What?
I'm going to ask her if she blow you.
I mean this. If she sucks my dick, I will give her my kidney. I swear to God.
Please be similar blood types.
I swear to God.
Oh, man. Hey, if Lewis loses a kidney for a
beach. I'll suck your dick because I may need a kidney. So what the fuck?
Do you have kidney problems?
Yeah. Well, I don't have. I have a cyst on my kidney, but everybody gets cysts on their kidneys.
No, we don't.
Yeah, you do. You do.
I've never heard that before.
Clap your hands if you have a cyst on your kidney. Yes, I guarantee.
Raise your hand if you have a cyst on your kidney.
Well,
one if you have one in your vagina.
You think these people? Go to a doctor? Look at what? Them. I'm telling you, most people have cysts on their kidneys, but mine's the size of a baseball.
What?
Yeah, that's not good, buddy.
Yeah, it is. It's not malignant. That's a word that can hurt you. It's not malignant.
You're telling us what? You barely said it.
I said malignant. I said it fine because there
say
was
no. Say it again. Say it five times.
Malignant, 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 malignant. Yeah. Whoa, bitch.
Now say conspiracy theory.
No. Conspiracy theory.
You had fucking 5 minutes to get that together.
Let's talk about deepdiscount.com, a website loaded with CDs, vinyls, DVDs, Blu-rays, video games, and more. See for yourself. Go to deepdiscount.com or just click the logo on my homepage, riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. Deep Discount eliminates the need to spend the night searching for something to watch on Netflix or on demand. Instead, go to Deep Discount, find the movies you want to watch, buy it for a really great price, and have it on hand forever for viewing at your leisure, whenever you want. This week continues their season one sale featuring the first season of some of your favorite TV shows. Check it out, from old ones to new ones to obscure ones, they got it all. The name says it all, deepdiscount.com. Everything is deeply discounted, and not just old titles. This week, you can pick up season one of HBO's Crashing, featuring Artie Lang, Big J. Okerson, T.J. Miller, and starring Pete Holmes. Go get your copy now on DVD or Blu-ray for a really great price at deepdiscount.com. Or just click on their logo found on my homepage, riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. Support my sponsors. Be good to yourself. Buy it. Own it. Watch it when you want. Check it out now. Thank you, Deep Discount. Are you hiring for your job? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? With ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to 100+ job sites with just one click. Then their powerful technology efficiently matches the right people to your job. Better than anyone else. That's why ZipRecruiter is different. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. In fact, 80% of jobs posted on ZipRecruiter get qualified candidates in just 24 hours. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Simply screen, rate, and manage candidates all in one place with ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use dashboard. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, my listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/whatdude. That's ZipRecruiter.com/whatdude. One more time, it's for free right now for my listeners. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/whatdude.
Buddy, are you really gonna? Are you gonna have to do a GoFundMe for a kidney?
No, because no, my kidney's Kickstarter.
Be a Kickstarter instead.
Why?
So if he doesn't get all the money, we have to give it back.
Boy, ugh.
Are you really sick?
I'm not sick at all.
You have a fucking healthy baseball on your kidney.
No, but they drained it.
With what?
Huh? They drain it. They drain it with...
What, a basketball pump? How do you fucking drain it?
Yeah, in a van. I went to the hospital and they drained it.
Does Bonnie have to suck it out like once a month? like fucking snake poison?
Yes, on movie night.
So what are you going to do about this kidney thing?
Nothing. There's nothing you can do.
You can't do anything about it?
No.
Are you physically okay?
Perfectly fine.
Perfectly.
I had a physical recently. I'm perfectly fucking fine.
Really?
Yeah.
Boss, you should give his sister your shitty kidney. How funny would that be? She sucks my dick and she's still got cancer kidney.
It'd be funny if she sucked your dick, but you had bad kidneys too, and you're just going to die. Did I just do his joke over again? Nice talking.
Wait.
I'll never drink this coffee again. I'm losing my fucking mind.
He puts the cyst in sister.
Coming through.
Now, wait, Joe. Thank you.
Because I don't know this whole story. Then how did you end up in reform school? Didn't you go to reform school or an orphanage?
It's not called reform school because it wasn't the 40s, you fucking relic.
Okay.
I'm not Oliver Twist. What?
Yeah, Rich Voss is used to that. He's used to that World War I lingo.
Just call me Liza.
They deloused you.
It's World War II.
Listen, it was called juvenile jail. It wasn't reform school.
It's just
juvenile jail. It also wasn't called juvenile jail. Yes. Juvenile jail sounds like a thing a mom's making up to scare you. No. I'll send you to juvenile jail.
It sounds like a board game.
Yeah.
We should play juvenile jail.
Do not pass go.
Wow. I wish he didn't pass the I wish he didn't pass the tunnel this morning.
Oh.
Wow, take it back. I saved you. He had to take a tunnel to get here.
How long were you?
Well, I think you
were doing jokes like their
tunnel.
Knees are going?
Sorry. Yeah, like, you go. No, you go.
What are you two having a side podcast?
Yeah.
How long were you in?
What?
How long were you in reform school for?
If you call it reform school one more time, I'm going to scrape the side of your fucking used Porsche.
It was called kid prison, dummy.
Yes.
It's not kid.
First, he had to go to kid court.
That's a good idea for a show.
It would be great.
I went when I was 13 for the first time. For unarmed robbery, assault and battery, misdirection, trespassing, and breaking probation. Yeah. Whoa.
An armed robbery.
Unarmed robbery.
Can you stop talking so fast? We didn't hear any of those words. Yeah.
You also, I can't see your face, and I'm terrified you're stroking out because of this cough.
He's turning into the Micro Machine Man.
It's like, come on. It's like, come on. I'm like, armed robbery.
Dude, don't fucking give me that coffee anymore. It's a fucking best.
Whole room's filled with burning hair and fucking.
He's just starting to sound like Colin Quinn.
I don't know what's happening. I can't stop. Why would I ever do drink this? It's a sponsor of Skankfest.
Hey, do you want to feel like you were kicked right in the brain? Drink this coffee. It comes with stuff called nitrous.
My head's red. Like I'm out of breath, but I'm not sweating.
Dude, I swear to God, if Bobby dies at Skankfest, it will not be cool.
Yes.
But it will be a very Skankfest moment.
The craziest thing that's happening to you is you can somehow see your own head.
What do you mean?
You keep saying my head is red. I'm like, I don't even know what that fucking means.
I know, because you can shut that wasn't. I understand. My head structurally, it was good, but it wasn't factually.
My head is warm. You can, hot.
Yes. Fuck you. You can feel when your head's red.
You can feel color?
Fat guys in the room, can you feel when your head's red?
Dirk doesn't know what he's talking about.
I want you just to sit on every podcast behind me.
Yes.
Little if he's kid. Not the logo of Skankfest next year, you fucking, you're a moron. Yeah, I couldn't give her a kidney, which I was kind of excited about because I had a lot of gigs, you know what I mean?
A lot of digging for that thing, too.
What's that?
I said it'd be a lot of digging for that thing. Yes. No, they just didn't hear it. Yes.
No, they just don't like me. I didn't give her a kidney. No one could give her a kidney. The guy Neil gave her a kidney, but now we have to go back and do it all over again. So actually, a couple fans from my podcast, from the You Know What Dude podcast, signed up. There's a thing on my Facebook page on the You Know What Dude thing where you can sign up, call, and get tested. And a couple of them got tested and can give her a kidney.
Wow.
She just has to become healthy enough. And then one of the – how great would that be if some fucking chubby dude from Newark wound up giving my sister a kidney?
And hey, Bobby, and big fan of the podcast. Your sister has my right kidney.
That sounds like all the women Norton dates.
That's amazing that it only lasts 16 years. That's insane.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. But they're actually working on something right now where they're going to be able to take her stem cells and make a kidney for her that will work forever because it's her. But she has a kidney. What happens is, that's not with everybody. She has kidney disease.
Oh, I see.
So what happens is, whatever kidney they put in her will last for a certain.
And then it gets diseased.
It's like Lewis is a podcast guest.
Yes.
Let's talk about reform school. Oh. Did you get in a lot of fights there? Did you get like...
I did not. And that's where... Actually, it's funny. That's where I learned to be funny. Because either you fought or you were funny. There's two things you don't do in juvie hall. Because you're not in there... You're in there for 3 months in a bad one. 5 months maybe.
A lot of college.
If you murdered or did something crazy, you were in the worst one. There were bad ones, and then there were good ones. The good ones, there was no locks. You could fucking run if you wanted to. Yeah. The bad ones, like the worst one I was in Halifax, Massachusetts. It was an old Jewish camp, huh?
That's
and then
they were just gassing the children. Just bringing them in by train.
Yep, children, it is time for the showers.
You want to steal Laffy Taffy?
Let him do the accents.
Goodbye, juveniles.
But tell you what.
Joe. They killed 6 million juveniles.
It was an old camp, and it was in a it was surrounded by cranberry bogs. There was only one,
and by the SS.
Yeah. You know,
I don't get that.
I'm not even giving that to you.
Go ahead. So,
and you had our smile.
There was one road in, and it was mostly black kids and Puerto Ricans. No offense. And there was 3 white kids. And
you,
Bobby was
you,
two of
you
them.
And what? Oh, you motherfucker. Go ahead.
What, he beat you to the fat joke?
No.
I wasn't fat back then. That was Shades Kelly. That was gorgeous. That was gorgeous Kelly.
Bobby was fucking good.
I was
That's
sexy.
When Bobby was fat shaming the other kids.
I'll never become like you, you piece of shit.
Yeah.
Eat that sexy
fatty.
Touch my stomach. It'll always be like this. Yeah. Forever and ever, dude. I'll always be sexy. Nothing'll ever go wrong. I'm Shades Kelly. Damn.
No.
I was pretty hot back then.
You were smoking.
I was fucked. Dude, I had a six pack. And then I had the V dick ab.
I thought you were 9. What are we talking about here?
I was 13.
Oh, alright.
Yeah, from 13
year olds are hot.
He had crazy muscle definition. 9 years old, he's jacked.
I was pretty.
What, are you guys scared of what's under the bed? I'm not. Look at me, I'm built like a brick shit house.
Well, you had to be in good shape. You were eating a lot of tomatoes. So what happened after?
No, I didn't have the father.
You didn't have the
father? He came in, but I was too late. I was already far. I was too far gone. When that guy came in, I was already drinking. I started drinking
at 13?
10. I started drinking and fucking when I was 10.
Milkshakes?
I fucked the first time. Tawny, I can't say her last name.
Tawny Catane? No,
good
pull.
I was drinking a pint of Seagram 7 by myself at 10.
No fucking
You were the
way.
Youngest detective?
Yeah.
I got to solve these cases.
I love that Dan knows how to do a bottle. Yeah. What are you? You speak? Fuck! This coffee's killing me.
Don't blame the coffee.
There you go, buddy.
This is fucking amazing.
I started drinking when I was 10, and then I quit for a little bit because I got caught and I got arrested. I got arrested for ripping off a canteen truck. We found the canteen truck.
What are you, Han Solo?
Yeah.
No, the one with the food and the cigarettes.
Oh, that's what
a canteen truck. You can get a You can get a hard on at 10.
Yeah.
You can get them at 10 months. Little babies have hard on.
Yeah. Yeah, my fucking kid pisses on the wall every morning.
What a freak.
His pecker is just sticking straight up.
Hot.
Too far. Yeah, you can get a hard out of 10, yeah. But I started drinking. I was drinking a lot. And then by the time I was 13, I was drinking a lot. I could drink a case of beer by myself.
Jesus.
All day. But it was, not like in an hour, but all day. I would get a case of Old Milwaukee's. They were like $7.
Where'd you get the fucking money?
I would rob people. Hence.
With his water gun? Stick him up.
Hence reform school. Yeah, I would go. I didn't rob people like stick them up, though. I didn't do anything. I was never that guy. I would go into people's backyards and steal, like, you know those Mother Marys? Like the ceramic things?
Yeah.
I would steal those and sell them.
To other old Italian women?
Yes. I would steal people's power tools.
You steal the little
ones. Dude, if a 10-year-old...
I stole an owl once, a fucking awesome owl.
If a 10-year-old showed up, he's like, Dad, do you need a DeWalt drill? I'd be like, I'm not going to give you money. Go home, little boy.
Yes.
No.
Did you ever progress into garden gnomes?
What?
Did you ever... Go ahead. What else did you steal?
you pulled the emergency brake on that one.
What? So you?
I had a whole row of stores on the street that would buy my shit. Like they were all pieces.
Ew.
Of shit.
You're a little merchant.
Yeah.
He was
a nice flamingo today.
It's fucking Mr. Haney from Green Acres.
Yeah. You're Jewier than him. He owned a bunch of businesses.
Yeah, we got it. Here you go. Take that, listen, Joe.
He's fucking Steph Curry
I was the same type of criminal. When I was like 9, 10, we would go into the parking lot and we would open cars, whatever car doors were up, and just take all the change out of the dashboard. Yeah. Yeah. Just crush it. Make like 10, 12 bucks in an afternoon, go play video games. Yeah. I might do that now.
You have to do that now.
Are you looking at all the people, Bobby?
What, I gave him a Mr. Roper. What? What do you mean by that? You
can't he says,
is the problem with this fuckhead. You give him a hit. I've been taking smash since I got up here. Not once. I laughed at him.
Slow down.
Okay. 75, 75, 45, 55, 75, 75, 75,
75.
Sold. He sabotaged this cocksucker. Sabotaged me with death fucking crash coffee.
Bobby, blink.
I know.
Blink, Bobby.
Yeah, what?
Blink.
He fucking sabotaged me. Hey, drink this, fatty.
I just knew he couldn't turn down ingesting
this is what
something.
Sucks. This is what sucks about you. You get a smash, and then you give us statistics on why the fucking joke's not real. I know, everybody, you made a lot of money on Skankfest.
No, I didn't, actually.
Are we getting paid?
No. Yeah, you guys are all getting paid.
Really?
We're getting paid?
Everyone gets paid.
For what?
We're getting paid for this?
Yeah.
Do I get paid more?
You get to do whatever you want with the money. You don't have to pay anybody on this.
So it's
your money.
Oh, thanks for saying that in front of Voss.
Thanks.
All right, how does $80 break down?
Remember that tomorrow when you want that box of Cuban cigars.
Okay? Are you getting it tomorrow?
Yes. Yes.
I think they're...
Buddy, I apologize. You can have my money.
I don't want your money.
That hat's... You fucking... Oh, I hate your hat. It infuriates me. I want the flamingo kid.
I'll sell it to you right now for $100.
Please have $100 on you.
Shut the fuck up. If I don't have $100...
We have $100 collectively. Yeah.
How was...
40... Hang on, I need...
Sugar packets.
Splenda.
Fun dip.
Splenda.
Fucking punch card from Cold Stone.
With 8 punch
cards.
Hershey's wrapper.
$50.
No, that...
Bring it up.
Oh, shit.
Give me that. What is that? Come on up, Bubba. Come on, grab the money.
Yeah.
What do you got? It's $1.
Yeah.
All right, $1.
Sorry.
Right.
Didn't I say
what do you
two?
Got? 10? There's 20.
20 on it.
Okay, that's 70.
Here's
what's that?
10.
I got
10.
Here's another 20.
Oh, man, keep it coming.
Keep going.
We're so short.
We need more. Who's got more? Bring that up.
Pass the hat around.
Keep going. Keep going. Here's 20 for you.
Look at this.
Here's fucking 20 for you. All right.
Well,
hang on. Shut up. You made the deal. All right, wait.
Plus tax. Down. Plus tax.
20, 40, 60.
Here's another 20 right here.
80, 100 bucks, plus tax, 1, 2,
$7. $3. $7.
It's not 7. Do the
New
math.
New York tax. 1, 7%.
We're in fucking Queens. It's
We're
cheaper.
In New York, you fucking idiot.
Yeah, here's fucking, here you go, 10 bucks. Give me
okay,
that.
Okay, now give me 100.
It's 100. Right here. It's all in here.
Let me count. Let me see it.
You're not...
I'll give Listen, it to you. Give me the 100.
Give us the
Put
hat,
the hat.
Boss.
Give Lauren the hat. Lauren, walk over there.
Burn the hat.
Give me the hat.
Burn the hat.
Give me that fucking
Burn
hat.
Burn the hat. Burn the hat. Burn the hat. Burn the hat. Burn the hat. Burn the hat.
Do not burn down the creek in the cave. You're dumping water on your wallet.
I got it. Bobby, put it right in there. Bobby.
He's getting nervous.
I know.
He goes, all right, guys, seriously, though, it's like fun to a certain extent.
Can I have it back?
All right, guys, we're all having fun, but seriously, like, you know, Rebecca's done a lot giving us this venue.
I'm giving the hat to you because you'll wear this, wouldn't you?
Fuck yeah, that's an amazing collector's item. Look at that shit right there.
Pull it. He looks like Harpo Marx.
Yeah.
Or Bruce.
You look exactly like Harpo Marx.
Oh, holy here, fuck. Around. If he was stumped.
Stand up.
Hey, face me. Face me. Come here.
Harpo. Boss, go in the back. Super boss.
No. He does. He looks like Harpo Marx if he was stung by a hornet's nest.
He looks like the little kid from Bad Santa grew up.
Yeah. What is your problem? You're just like it's like bum fights where you're paying bums fight each other. Here, dude, here's $5.
You gave me crack cocaine in a fucking bottle.
He goes, "Who wants to die tonight?"
Oh, dude, we're gonna kill someone on the podcast. I love that fucking hat stinks.
That's right.
It wouldn't even light on fire.
How much did that hat cost?
$50.
Oh, 100% return.
I would have paid $200. With your money, if you could have done.
I feel oddly sad about the hat. That
don't worry, I got God. 6 more at home.
Oh, all right.
I'm an addict.
I'm going to pay Bonnie 100 each to take them all out.
You have a lot of those hats?
Yeah. What
Why do you wear the hats, though? You got nice hair.
You got great hair, Rich.
You got great hair.
I don't like to deal with it.
What do you mean, deal with it? What are you, fuck? You're not a black chick.
Trapped inside of me.
Just say it.
I don't know. I feel bad now.
Why?
Then I gave up my hat.
Why? You yeah, you love that hat, handsome. Didn't you? That was the hat that you...
Handsome. Yeah, that boxcar kid can wear it for a year.
Stop. Lauren, what did you just say?
He said he looks handsome. He looks fine with
Thank you.
That.
But we know her taste.
Bobby, I love you.
Yeah, she just knows that Dave's gonna grow up to be rich.
Do you have anything in a sick Jew?
I like my boyfriend's hungry.
You what?
I like my boyfriend's hungry and half dead.
Yeah, okay.
Can I take back the funny thing you said before?
Oh, thank you, Lewis. I appreciate that.
I really don't like the hats, and it's a weird thing because you've Patrice got into hats for a minute too. It was the most he got into looking like he had his own barbecue sauce for a while. he would come in just fucking a vest, some little ribbon tie that you had to, and a fucking hat. It's like, what the fuck are you doing? And he had a jersey phase. Well, all he wore was with jerseys from teams that he didn't give a fuck about. It was annoying. And if he did a gig with them, it took 7 hours for him to get dressed.
Yeah.
When he was in his suit phase, because he would it just fucking sucked. Yeah, there was nothing to the end of that. But I thought on a podcast someone might jump in at any point.
Well, we were all in middle school, so
he's like, dude. Do you remember when Patrice went through his jersey phase? Oh, yeah. We were like, no.
No.
I don't know. Was Clinton in office?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, yeah, I don't know. I think I was going through puberty.
Maybe, I really forget that I have two friends things. I have you and Norton and Quinn and Keith, and then I have these young fucking cunts.
The second level.
Yeah, my set. Well, they're the first level now, let's be honest.
Yeah, we're the kidneys you guys are going to need in 15 years.
I just don't like your phases.
Do you want to buy my sunglasses?
No, I don't. Then they're shitty sunglasses you got at a fucking... No,
they're Oakleys.
They're not Oakleys.
They're Oakleys.
Let me see.
They're
Oakley. Yeah, exactly. Because they have Oakleys with three O's.
Let's do the watch. Let's get the watch. Yeah. Come on, everybody.
I don't like this hat phase you're going through. Right. I think it's because you're going gray. Right?
No, I don't care about that.
You don't care about going gray?
I don't care at all about
you don't dye your hair at all?
Never once in my life.
Never.
Why? How could I?
Do you go tanning?
Never once in my life. I play golf, so I never... I swear to God, why would I... I told the truth. I talk fucking crack stories. Why would I lie about that?
You don't go tanning?
Never in my life.
Do you have a tan line?
No, because I don't
fucking... You golf naked?
Oh, wait.
Let me see Let me see your tan line.
Throw the chairs.
All right, here we go.
Take it off. I mean, that is...
Yeah.
Wow.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. I can see the baseball.
Looks like low-level wrestling.
Why do you... Your belly button looks like my grandmother's.
It's the body of the guy who's already in the ring when the big guy comes out.
Yeah, your belly button also has a cyst.
He has bigger boobs than I do.
Yeah, your belly button's very weird, dude. What's wrong with it? It looks like a clit. It looks weird.
Bobby's never seen a clit.
I've seen a clit. That was what Lewis does. I've seen clits. Right, guys?
Fucking chairs.
No, dude. Bobby doing it's even better.
Yeah, what's up?
They said blob.
Someone said blob.
He said blob. Bobby's like, what?
No.
Maybe we should take some questions.
What do you want to do? Q&A? What are we? Yeah. What the fuck is
this? This is Comic-Con.
Yeah, no shit.
We're doing a good job, Joe. We didn't fucking die down. We don't need these assholes.
Yeah, we're just fucking transition. What?
Dude.
We need you. We need you. For the money.
Remember those people? We don't need you for shit. Go home. Oh, dude, how great would that be if everyone did? And then Lewis is just sitting at Skankfest going, I shouldn't have opened my dumb mouth.
You guys, if you guys all just burnt your passes out front.
Yeah. Hey, guys, I didn't mean it.
What tattoo is on your arm? You got good work.
It's Randy Savage.
It's Randy Savage. Okay.
You got good work.
Yeah, that's a great one.
He's got to you.
One. Yeah, all right. Right in my wheelhouse, Bobby.
Yeah, it is in your wheelhouse. Do you
if it
like,
was a 12-year-old sucking a dick, it would be right in your wheelhouse.
Yeah.
That was a good one. You always make that joke.
Why, though? Why?
Because you always take it there. School. You're mad at me that I never blew anybody when I was 12.
What does it mean, 12? I didn't suck a dick when
I get defensive about my voices.
Hey, Bobby.
I didn't get it. I didn't.
Yeah, you told us a story about the steak.
That was earlier than that.
Oh, all right. 10.
Yeah, what? 12, you're gay.
Okay.
Like, I was young. When
10,
I,
you were just in the
club? You were fucking at 10.
Yeah.
I wasn't sucking at 10.
Fucking.
No, I was fucking women at 10. Shut up. I'm a little fucking whipped up from that coffee.
Bobby was a swinger at 11. Yes. Put your keys in the bowl. We'll see who we draw out.
Dirk Diggler.
When was the first time you had sex?
16.
What?
Yeah. I was 18.
What was the first time you had sex?
I was like...
consensual, though.
Oh.
Never. I took my first...
No, it was a week after my 16th birthday.
Hey. Really? 16?
Kristen Welch, little
dicks.
Goth girl.
Right. Yeah.
Got her big fucking bush. Could barely get my dick. You remember when 15-year-old girls back in the day...
Watch where you tread lightly, Lewis.
Hey.
He goes, you know what it's like fucking a 15-year-old girl.
Back in the day, last week.
But you know how, like, they didn't have to, like, trim their pubes yet, so they would create, like, almost like a fucking, like a
Venus flies trap.
Yeah, over the pussy lips. Yeah. So you had to get through it. So you had to, like, it was like a machete was going through a pricker bush to get inside of that pussy.
You had to get an X-Acto knife and just fucking.
Hey, Bobby, The first time I got laid, this is fucked up. Me and my friend got a hotel down in Seaside Heights on July 4th weekend. So it was two beds. Listen to this. This is funny. Two beds, and it was me and my friend. So we go to this little hotel, and the lady said, look, I might rent the other bed to other people. You know, because and me and my friend said, well, she'll never
what
do
you,
that.
Fucking Airbnb? Yeah,
what? Now, listen. So we go. We get the hotel room. We come back.
Yep.
She rented the bed and the floor to five other people.
Okay. What,
so I leave to go to the boardwalk. I come back, and this dude's fucking this broad.
Right.
I said, can I try? And so he said, yeah, go ahead. So I fucked her. I came so quick. And then I sat on the beach and reflected, like looking into the fucking waves after the first time.
Yeah, it makes you sad.
Huh?
You were sad, right? You were like, I fucked up, but God's going to get me. I did something bad.
Well, no, it's because I came quick.
The first time, the first sexual encounter I had was with, I told you, I did it in your movie, that but you cut it out, was with this fat chick in the neighborhood. She was the local whore. They called her the Blouse.
She's the exact same story.
Lewis, 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 Lewis.
Again. I was sexy back then. No, I was. I thought it was first grade. It was first
what?
Grade.
What?
Look, grade. I'm sorry, I didn't do it.
Bobby, no, you did. Yes, you clearly did it.
Yeah. I didn't do it. I was in. What did I? You think I was
you
walking
got
around?
Raped?
Smoke. Hey, let me see your tits. And
yeah,
your
that's how it sounds. This is a good story, though.
I she took me into like they had this rhubarb bush.
Sounds like an old wives' tale.
Yeah. So
she took me into this. All these kids, I was like, "Oh, take Bobby!" And she took me into this bush. Her and her friend, and she sat there on this thing smoking cigarettes, and she made me suck on her titties.
How old was she?
She was. She had to be like 14.
Okay.
Did you say my father grows rhubarb? Come on, that wasn't fucking.
Look, I think Voss's joke just got us the light.
It doesn't matter. I still made $100, so I don't give
That's
a fuck.
That's actually the fire department.
What if that hat is Voss's funny hat? And
he goes, "Don't burn it. Those are all my jokes."
So the other five hats are funnier hats.
You sucked her tit, and what happened?
That was a good one, Joe.
Thanks, buddy.
Sorry,
there's been a few good ones that we're going so fast.
Yeah, it's my fault. I was sucking her titties, and then she played with she took my little pecker out and
why
just
was it little?
Fiddled it. You know what I mean? Because it wasn't. It's not like now. Well, what it used to be. It's actually back to what it was when I was in first grade. But yeah, I remember I went home that night and I cried because I thought, because I was raised Catholic, sex is bad, all this shit's terrible. I cried in my bed. I thought God was going to kill me. My mother came in. She was like, what's wrong? And I was like, I couldn't tell her because I'd have to tell her what happened. And I was fucking, dude, it was the worst night of my life. Then a week later, I saw her at Tufts University. We used to hang out there, like, you know, break in and walk around upstairs.
You were in the first grade? You used to break into a
college? You were already in college?
Yeah, we used to walk in and play. They had, like, mats and shit. And
what the fuck type of childhood did you have?
No. Hey, and my parents are still alive.
All right. Yeah, but even...
But, I saw her a week... that was a good one. I saw her a week later at the Tufts, and I sucked her titties again.
Wow.
You
I actually got
again?
My friend this time. I was like, dude, come on, let's go suck these titties.
And you both were sucking her tits.
We were both on, she was lying on the floor, and she was so big, one titty went that way, one titty went that way, and we were like little calves.
Oh, man, imagine being the janitor walking in on that. Oh, fuck, man. I'm just really good at math and misunderstood.
How much green stuff he had to throw on the floor?
That's the scene they cut out of Good Will Hunting.
Yes.
He walks in on fucking kids fucking in the above
ground. Wow. Yeah, it fucked me up for that's why I was fucked up with sex. I learned that's why when my kid, you're gonna teach your kid about sex.
I'd have sex?
James. I'll talk to my kid about sex and when he's ready, and I'll tell him all he needs to know. Because I was fucked up for years. And then...
All better now. The truth.
Yeah, but I can't believe it. 16 for you. When was
I was 18, not 16.
18, oh, relax. What about you?
Yeah, I was 18 also.
18. Lauren?
I was 17.
17.
Yeah.
You had sex before Dave?
Yeah.
Oh.
Why? When was Dave? Last week?
This morning? No,
hey.
Nice.
Yeah. I got to be honest. I think the crowd's getting tired. They're standing. Well, some of these have been really wonderful.
Shut the fuck up. Yes. It's not
well,
that they're tired.
I feel bad for women in comedy. Fun.
What else?
Why?
No one ever laughs at them. I'm just kidding.
All right, listen. I want to say, first of all, we're going to wrap this up. But first of all, you guys, when my podcast, You Know What, Dude, became what I call fucking legit is when I started having you three fucks on.
Yeah.
The we call you guys the originals, the regs.
Someone called us the core four the other day. I thought that was sexy.
Woo! Who was that, DeRosa? But will you...
Louis, get off your
get
phone.
Get off your phone.
I'm looking up the sponsor names, fuckface.
You don't have a fuck. He can't do that?
God, I love the sexual tension.
Burn Louis's hat. Burn Louis's hat. Burn Louis's hat.
Burn Louis's hat.
Burn Louis.
Good. Fucking try. Good. Try to burn my fucking hat. I'll fight all you fucking faggots.
Oh. It's fucking gay pride. Well,
I would love
day,
it
dude.
If Dante just walked in.
Oh,
and
they cleared?
Fucking why? Just took your hat off your head.
You think I'm afraid of Dante just walks in like a giant midget?
I give it up for the act out, everybody.
I think the lesson we can learn here.
Yo, Bobby, I'll take the hat off his head.
That's a good Dante.
Bitches ain't shit.
Bitches ain't shit. Call me up. I'll, for $1.50, I'll teach you how to get pussy.
I just wanted to, thank some of the sponsors. For
give thanks to the sponsors.
Is that cool? First of all, marquee sponsor, cannabis.net. They fucking hooked us up so much, guys. Those motherfuckers are dope. Obviously,
and me and Voss are here for you people in a couple years when you want to recover.
The Via Rideshare app, Pabst Blue Ribbon, Death Wish Coffee, Merch Pump, Ha the Musical, Creek in the Cave, Gas Digital, Gridline Design. Everyone fucking helped us out. They were amazing. All the festival partners. So I just wanted to give.
Well,
a
this festival
quick
became pretty fucking great. Last year was awesome.
Last year
this year's even bigger.
Yeah, it's dude. Awesome. Next year we're doing 8 cities. We're doing a tour.
Let's not get carried away. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. You're doing 8 city tour.
And then in 7 years, Skankfest on the moon. Moonfest. Jay's going to do an all Martian crowd work show. What solar system are you from? Have you fucked a black guy? They got the big
Jay's going to sit on a moon rock. Oh, that was bad.
Wow.
Wow. Anyways, Bobby, you were saying we make the show great. I feel you got interrupted.
I want to thank, first of all, I want to thank Rich Voss. I love doing, I don't care what the industry says about this guy. I love doing radio with you. Anytime you're on a fucking radio show, you're one of the funniest guys on.
Thank you.
I love doing anything with you. Comedy, you're getting better. You're doing good.
Thank you. You know my fifth CD.
Oh, we know. Okay, stop anyhow. It. Nobody has 5 CDs.
Why? What do you mean?
Who the fuck? Why 5?
Because I've been in
iPods?
The business for 400
what?
Years.
Because we have iPods now.
iPod? You have an iPod? I have an iPhone.
You have an iPod?
I have a record player.
Yes, I have an I got a pretty sweet
but
MP3.
But I want to thank you for coming on. Thank you for waking
you for
up this early. Joe List, I fucking love you so much.
I love you too.
And I'm so glad that me and you have become friends.
They sound like the fathers they never had.
Robert's going to be in my wedding. Did you know that?
I'm in your wedding. I'm coming to your wedding.
Yeah, but you're in it.
What does that mean?
You're the fucking guy.
What do you mean I'm the guy?
You're the reverendy guy.
You got to rent a tux.
When is your wedding?
What?
August 17th.
Buddy, I'm not around.
The day before SummerSlam.
Wait a minute. Your wedding is the 17th?
No, it's the 19th, dum-dum.
The 19th, and I'm marrying you and
your
wife?
You're the guy.
He's
you're
marrying you, Bobby. Try to get one more in.
All right. Do I have to become a reverend?
I don't think so.
I just go up and say you're married?
No, you got to take a test.
Well, right, we're going to sign some papers and then you do the boobily bips. You just say some shit.
I hope I don't drink this fucking coffee before your wedding.
Do you? Kiss. Fuck it. Let's go.
Dan, I love you, buddy. Thank you so much. Louis, you did a great job putting this together. I love you, even though last time we almost fought.
Last time I was on the show?
Last time you almost fucking...
Yeah, you almost got lumped the fuck up.
Oh, fuck you. What the fuck you?
By the way...
Fight!
Oh.
And by the way,
how much would you laugh if I just fucking hit him with a chair? We'd all fucking photos with him.
Yeah. Dude, if you would have smashed me in the face after I woke up, I'd be like, all right, worth it.
You guys, I want to thank you, fans, YKWD fans, K-Bossy. You guys are the best. We'll see you guys next year at Skankfest. Take care. I got fucking shit to give out. Where's that bag? 1 second. You, who wants a pair of YKWD Vader drumsticks?
I'm just gonna throw it out in the crowd. Who wants these? Fuck?
My wife hates me on Riotcast.
T-shirt. Who wants a T-shirt? There's another T-shirt. Oh, that bitch got it. Who wants a hoodie?
Who wants a new lighting system?
We got posters. Yeah, give those out. Who wants these drumsticks? These are from Vader. YKWD.
Who wants a pair of scissors?
Yeah! Oh, no, I need them! Who wants these? Who wants those?
Who wants trash?
No, I need that for parking!
Who wants an empty cup of coffee?
You guys want magnets? You want stickers? Lauren has it right here. See Lauren, you can have all this shit. Thank
Lauren,
you.
Who wants Lauren?
I'll see you guys later.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they're all free. Sure.